good, okay. All right, everybody, I will now call this meeting of the Sunrise Manor Town Advisory Board to order for March 10th, 2022. If everyone could stand and join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, thank you, everybody, for joining us today. To introduce our board, to my right, we have Mr. Paul Thomas. I am our vice chair. I'm your chair, Alexandria Malone. To my left, board member Max Carter and Ms. Jill Leva, our secretary. We also have Beatrice Martinez, our county liaison for the commissioners.
And Rob Kaminsky for planning.
And Rob from planning. Thanks so much. Hi, Rob. All right, now we'll move into our period of public comment. This is a period devoted to comments from the public on any items on the agenda if you are not able to stay for that item. Are there any comments from the public at this time? All right, seeing none, we will move on to the approval of the minutes for our last meeting, February 24th. Do we have any comments? All right, we have a motion to approve. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Seeing none opposed, motion passes. And moving on to the approval for the agenda for our meeting today, March 10th. Do we have any holds or anything like that? No? All right.
Motion to approve the agenda.
All right. We have a motion to approve the agenda as printed. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Seeing none opposed, motion passes. Any informational items? All right. So then we will move right into planning and zoning. First item, application UC220033, Interagro Inc., amended use permit for a school, waivers of development standards for the following: one, reduced landscaping; two, for temporary membrane structure; three, drive aisle width; four, throat depth no longer needed; and five, driveway width. Design review for a school on 2.3 acres in an MD Design Manufacturing AE70 zone, generally located on the north side of Las Vegas Boulevard North and the east side of Pecos Road within Sunrise Manor. Name and address for the record, please.
Good evening, Madam Chair, members of the town board. My name is Joe Dagger, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here representing the applicant, Red Hook Capital. With me are several representatives from the development team and our engineer, our traffic engineer, our architect, and members of the school. And they're also available to answer any questions you may have that I may not be able to answer. Just to orient you to the site and who the operator is, before I get to that, Red Hook Capital is a company based out of California, Southern California, and they specialize, actually California in general, and they're a developer that develop charter schools. And that's exactly what they're proposing here. They've since moved from California to Nevada. In Nevada, they've received two approvals for other charter schools. This would be the third, and hopefully they'll have more coming in the pipeline. This particular site is 2.3 acres on the northeast corner of Pecos Road and Las Vegas Boulevard. It's currently zoned MD and master planned for business employment. And the area here is predominantly industrial, commercial, and you've got some also H2. The site here is currently an indoor swap meet, and it's had several approvals over the years. It's been approved for a grocery store, and back in 1997, it's been approved for a Rite Aid. That application has since expired. So the application before you is a special use permit and design review for a public charter school, what we're calling Cactus Park Elementary. And Cactus Park Elementary will consist of grades kindergarten through fifth grade only, with a capacity of about 486 students when it's full built, which is far less than other charter schools in the area and in Southern Nevada. The plan is to open this fall. Hopefully, if everything goes as planned, the school plans to open this fall with about 351 students. This is a school Monday through Friday, just like any other school, from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Ingress and egress, the main ingress and egress that we have here is from Las Vegas Boulevard, and it will consist of a driveway around the building to allow for appropriate flow and traffic circulation back out on Las Vegas Boulevard. There's also a secondary access point on Pecos Road, and these driveways, what you see here, are existing like how it is right now with the swap meet. The design review is for the existing building, and it's also for an addition. So the existing building is currently a little bit over 17,000 square feet, 17,168 square feet, and the add-on that we're proposing here is 8,220 square feet as an addition to what's existing there. The school will be one story with its peak height at 29 feet, just to show you some elevations here. And we will have both indoor classrooms and an outdoor classroom, which is the subject of waiver number one. So there will be three kindergarten classrooms, a kitchen, a special ed classroom, a science classroom, offices, and more. With respect to the waivers, we worked extensively with your staff on this. We went back and forth with a lot of revisions to the point where they were initially recommending denial, and then we were able to work with them for them to recommend approval of the entire application. So the waivers that you have before you are just because we had to work around what's existing there, the existing building, and that's the subject of the waivers. One of your goals in the Sunrise Manor plan is to reuse existing buildings where possible, and this is where we are achieving that goal. We're using this building, repurposing it, adding in a piece to it, and then making it work. And with that revision, we were also able to withdraw waiver 4A. Waiver number 4A, without prejudice, because we no longer need that waiver. And staff, in the staff report, they do mention that. So your staff fully supports this application. This has been months in the making with back and forth revisions, a lot of negotiation, and we're happy to answer any questions you may have. So thank you.
Great. Thank you so much. All right. Are there any questions or comments from the public on this item? All right. Seeing none, we'll move on to questions and comments from the board. What is the temporary structure?
The existing building is the current swap meet.
Waiver number two is a waiver of development standard for temporary membrane structure. Can you clarify what that is?
Oh, please? That's the outdoor classroom, sure. So it's this. Basically, we're having an outdoor classroom. So that's the subject of waiver number two over here.
And I'm sorry, why is it temporary?
let me ask our architect.
Yeah, it's not really temporary. That's just how they classify. It's a fabric shade structure. So since the fabric will have to be replaced on a regular basis, that's just how they're classifying.
Thank you.
So it will have permanent posts, and we'll keep it up.
Thank you. All right, are there any other questions or comments?
Move to approve with all staff recommendations.
All right, we have a motion to approve with all staff recommendations. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Seeing none opposed, motion passes.
Thank you very much, and we'll see you soon. Have a good night.
You too. All right, next item, application UC220059, Cerunian Charles and Mark Dart. I'm sorry, excuse me.
Markport,
thank you so much. Land Company LLC, et al. Use permits for the following: one salvage yard and two recycling center. Waivers of development standards for the following: one, reduce the setback of a vehicle dismantling yard from a non-industrial use. Two, reduce the setback of a salvage yard from a non-industrial use. Three, reduce the setback of a recycling center from a non-industrial use. Four, eliminate required parking. And five, alternative paving. Design review for a salvage yard, recycling center, and vehicle dismantling yard on 17 acres in an M2 industrial zone, generally located on the northwest corner of Hammer Lane and Otto Street within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present? Actually, right up here.
He has the site plan there. I didn't know.
That's fine. Yeah, you can put them up there, yeah. And we can put the site plan over here.
How's that?
Yep, I think if we can maybe zoom out just a little bit. you can actually, if you make it face towards you, yeah, it'll face towards you. And names and address for the record, please.
My name is Blaine. Last name is Soule, S-O-U-L-E. I'm with Dwyer Engineering at 7310 Smoke Ranch Road. I'm here representing our client, the owner, who is with us tonight. This particular site is located at the corner of Hammer and Otto Street. This particular site has had these approvals before, but due to COVID, we are seeking a reinstatement of previously applied for use permits. And within this use permit, there are waivers. And these waivers are for a reduced setback from the 600 feet standard to 94 feet. This is for, here's the 94 feet setback from a women's prison. And the other setback is from the Nellis Air Force Base, which is Bureau of Land Management, used by the Air Force Base. And this setback is a setback for non-industrial uses, being the Air Force Base being non-industrial and the women's prison being non-industrial. We have staff recommendation approval for that setback. And we also have a waiver for the requirement to have paving, which is typically an impervious pavement, such as asphalt or concrete. And we were able to receive a waiver due to the nature of the site, which is used for automobile storage, which vehicles will not be disruptive to the type of pavement which we are seeking, which pavement is recycled asphalt and or gravel pavement. The places in which there will be driving is the concrete thoroughfare that will be paved because that will be used for travel, and the recycling area, which is already paved as concrete. The other conditions in the past, which were to have a fire prevention, and that has been already installed as fire hydrants here and here. Those are already in place. And one of the other requirements is off-site improvements, which we currently this year are starting, which is improving Hammer Lane with, and you'll see in the exhibits over here what that's going to look like. That's happening in coming months. We're starting with Hammer Street and continuing up Otto Street the following year with landscaping and roadway improvements and sidewalk. And that is the description of what is happening with the site, both in the past, present, and the land use or use permits that we're applying for this time.
Great, thank you so much, Blaine. Mm-hmm. Moving on to questions or comments from the public on this item. Did you have a question?
I do.
Okay.
Name
and address for the record, please.
Yes, ma'am. So my name is Warren Hardy, 5841 East Charleston Boulevard. I'm here tonight actually representing Nevada Picker Park, which is a company that has a facility not far from there. And speaking with the applicant and the owner, 12 years ago, we talked about this, and there were quite a few other recommendations. I just want to compliment him. This looks really good. I do have questions about, because we were required to do this type of landscaping, and 12 years ago there was an effort to not do this type of landscaping. So I appreciate that this is what that is going to look like. But I do have concerns about reducing the parking because we have a major problem in that area. In fact, I just worked with Commissioner Kirkpatrick at some length because on not too far from there, they're parking cars on the street. they're parking cars that are designed to be dismantled on the street. And so really we need more parking, not less parking. So I'd like to understand what the justification is, and I apologize if he had indicated that I was talking to the applicant. And then the other thing is I'd like to know what they're proposing to do instead of pavement. Our lot is completely concrete. Are you looking at a palliative of some kind, or what is the proposal? And I apologize if I missed that. I was trying to get, those are my two main questions.
No problem. Thank you, Warren. So first, could you explain the parking waiver?
Yes. The parking waiver, there's two employees that really are on the site and not 22 parking spaces, which is required. And the parking space requirement is it's typically for customers, but because this is close to the public, this particular site, it doesn't have customers coming to visit the site. And because we don't have that, we don't need parking spaces for customers. We don't need parking for the employees that are there.
So I guess then my second question is, I guess I don't understand the business model. Is it, I know it's currently leased to Copart, and they're storing cars there, which is great, which is fine. We don't have any issue with that. Is that intended to be the continued use, or are we actually doing a salvage yard? Because I'm not sure how to do a salvage yard if it's not open to the public.
Would you like to address that?
Hi, my name is Chuck Sarunian. My address is 14150 Vine Place in Cerritos, California. And right now, the property is leased for the Copart.
Right.
And it's not a salvage yard. Our original plan years and years and years ago, I think we had 250 car parking spots. So if we were going to put in a pick-apart yard like our neighbor, and we would have, 250 probably parking spots. That's what we have typically at our other locations.
It's about what
you know, I mean, if you want to do the business.
Mm-hmm.
So, but what we're doing now, this is what, there's only two guys there.
Mm-hmm. You know? Gotcha.
So I guess that doesn't help me. I don't understand. So it's not going to be, it's a pick-apart yard that's not open to the public?
No, if we were a pick-apart, we'd be open to the public.
Okay.
So this is this is insurance salvage.
Insurance salvage.
This is what this
so
is.
So similar to 100%. Similar to what you're currently doing with Copart.
Yeah, it's Copart.
Okay. And Copart, you intend to continue as the?
For right now.
Good. I think that's a great use for that property.
Yeah. They rent several yards from us in California.
And oh, they're in desperate need for
Arizona,
they're in desperate need for space. So.
They rent for space too.
So basically, so I understand it. I apologize. I don't want to take too much time, but. These have expired, and so now you need to come back.
Which was a terrible mistake on my part.
Yeah, but no.
David Dwyer, our engineer, used to take care of it for me, and David retired.
Now listen, that happens, especially when the economy crashes.
Yeah.
So I don't have any quarrel on that. So okay, so you're not talking about an active pick-apart yard.
Absolutely.
Or an active salvage yard. You're talking about really continuing the use that's currently there.
Exactly.
Now my question for the board would be then, if that use changes and they do decide to go, because this is, I think, a salvage yard application.
Correct.
Well, it's for three.
It's a salvage yard and recycling center.
Recycling center. So if they ever do go into the business of salvage yard or recycling center, how do we come back and address the parking issue? Will they have to come back for additional?
So if the use permit is approved for the salvage yard and recycling center and the waivers are approved according to that, that will run, I believe, with the property. Is that correct, Rob? So they will not have to come back again if they choose to turn it into a full recycling center. That's what's being held today.
So we're going to have a full recycling center potentially and a full, potentially a pick-apart yard with two parkings.
Yeah, no, well, I mean, we could.
We didn't support the.
Excuse me, yeah,
right,
we're getting way off track here. You're talking about something, the recommendation's denial on that part.
Okay, so I don't know.
You're talking about actions that haven't been taken yet and throwing out suppositions.
I don't think I was, Mr. Carter. I was asking a question.
So yeah, it will move with the property as a whole, and that's what we're voting on today. And then I believe your other question was on the alternative paving. I believe you said that was going to be a recycled pavement.
Recycled asphalt.
Recycled asphalt?
Yes.
So recycled asphalt, gravel?
That I have no problem with.
The roads are asphalt.
Yeah, I have no problem with because that is an alternative that actually should be used more in that application, so I don't have any issue with that. I apologize, Mr. Carter, if I stepped out of line. I didn't think I was asking about anything beyond what was on the agenda, but I wasn't aware that there was a recommendation to deny. But I would support the recommendation to deny the parking. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other questions or comments from the public on this item? Seeing none, moving on to questions coming from the board.
Yeah, same thing on the parking. You know, I don't believe that you should have zero parking places. Even if you have two employees, you're going to have more people coming in and out of there than just those two. There's going to be people visiting. You're going to have management people coming in. I think you need parking places. So there's no other. As far as the paving goes, that's fine. The other issues, I guess, are okay. I'm a little concerned about the future use, though. Rob, if you can answer that again about a salvage yard. If they decide to make it a pickup park and salvage yard, where they have to have parking places for public use to come in and pick apart, then how do we address that in the future?
That would have to be a code change. We don't delineate between a pickup park and the type of salvage yard where there won't be people coming.
So we have a problem then.
With the new rewrite, I didn't know there are different types of salvage yards where more people come than others, but we do have a parking requirement for salvage yard, which is why you see the 22 spaces. So normally they would provide that. So
if they decide to go that way, they're going to be required to put the 22 spaces in there or 21 spaces.
Well, when it goes to the board and they follow staff's recommendation or your guys' recommendation, they deny it too, they would have to provide it. We just think there's ample room and there's different types of salvage yards.
I'm going to ask the gentleman a question here. Does that satisfy you as far as requiring them to have the parking places?
Yeah, no. I understand what they're currently doing with that. I don't think there's a big reason to have a lot of parking spaces. Is there any way to put a deed restriction? Is there any way to put something on the property that if they do change from storage, which is not open to the public, to something that is open to the public, that we can revisit it? Because I hate to see them.
Would they need a different business license? Just being you being in the industry, I don't know that.
No,
how it could ever be triggered?
Yeah, that's the problem. That's why I'm wondering about it.
I think that we all agree that the use permit attached to that waiver is too broad. Yeah.
I'm more than happy with that. We just want them to do whatever, but I understand what they're saying. I'd love to find a way to accommodate them.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Thomas. It would be fine with that.
Anybody else? I got a motion to follow staff's recommendations for approval and for denial number 4.
Okay. So we have a motion to approve the use permit for the salvage yard and recycling center, approve the waivers of development standards for reducing the setback of a vehicle dismantling yard from a non-industrial use, of reducing the setback from a salvage yard from a non-industrial use, reducing the setback of a recycling center from a non-industrial use, and alternative paving, as well as an approval of the design review for a salvage yard, recycling center, and vehicle dismantling yard. We have a denial of the waiver of development standard for eliminating required parking.
Correct.
All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Seeing none opposed, motion passes. Thank you so much, Blaine.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, moving on to general business. Do we have any general business? Neighborhood. All right, now we're moving on to comments by the general public. This is on any comments in the neighborhood, any questions that anybody has.
Yeah.
May I have your name and address for the record, please?
Yeah, my name is Devin Kaskoff. My address is 225 Rolex Key Lane, Las Vegas 89110. And it's in reference to the current process on the park facility that has some things in the plan outlined is future metro substation. And just wanted to make comment of the problems and issues that they're having all over the valley with street racing.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have to walk 10 feet from my car to find the burnouts in the parking lot. I have reached out to both LBMPD and sent letters to the emails to the county commission with no response back in regards to moving forward on the, on the metro substation. B, some off the record comments from Metro that we're in no man's land where one substation stops and another one comes to the other side and stops in the middle, and therefore we get very little traction out of calling for police, 311, 911. And I think it had even made the news. We had one time we had 150 cars blocking the street and they responded 10 officers. So it's just getting really bad. We've had three deaths in front of between Charleston and Stewart on Hollywood in the last 2.5 years, and just needs attention. The substation needs to be built. Wanted to toss that out. Conversation, and then if there's any representatives that care to carry on the conversation, we appreciate that.
Thanks so much, Devin. Would you like to speak on the mic?
I just wanted to say, and it just so happened that I saw this come across, and there's it's focused with another caucus, with the Hispanic caucus, is meeting with Metro next Wednesday down at the Northeast Area Command. I'm not sure what time, but it's 8 a.m. And they're actually having Officer Thiel, who's going to outline their new program called RAID, Racing Apprehension and Intervention Detail, that they're activating up here. So they are trying to do something about it, but it's just now getting underway. So I just happened to have got that email today. So
I appreciate you sharing that.
I can follow up. I learned it from the news. Channel 5 has it on their website. That program, their email address is RAID at lvmpd.com. It's a countywide program that they are launching. Mm-hmm. And they ask the public to send video and pictures of tips of crimes for vehicles involved.
Okay.
And Metro Substation, the county has heard. The county, both commissioners in this district, as well as all three on the east side, Maryland, Kirkpatrick, Tick Sangerville, and Jim Gibson, because he has part of Southeast, have been pushing very hard for it. We have been hearing rumblings that plans are in the works. We haven't gotten anything officially, but Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, the county gave, we gave them that land, so we're just like, whatever we can do.
Right.
Because we got you. But try that email, hopefully that will help. Because even though the area commands control the area, when there's anything to do with traffic, they'll send it to the traffic bureau.
Sure.
So,
Well, I can say for this, you've engaged with my wife multiple times, and I appreciate that.
Sure.
I've sent emails to Commissioner Segerbloom's district email and get zero response.
Feel free to email me.
I didn't have yours. I used the avenues that I had.
Gotcha.
My wife, like I said, is engaged. So
obviously, don't share information.
I'll look at the afternoon meeting and see if I can get your email address.
I'm on Maryland Kirkpatrick all the time.
Gotcha.
I mean, I'm constantly on her about it. She's been doing a pretty good job as far as some of the stuff over in the park over in the other Shadow Rock.
Yep.
They did a pretty good bust over there on the, on the street races, but they're still there.
Yeah. I understand it's going to happen.
But
enforcement.
You keep on him, I'll keep on her.
Right.
Well, maybe you get the Metro cop that's always hanging out on Vegas Drive. Have him hanging out on Hollywood, you know?
And I don't know if your wife told you, but we hired a new traffic safety guy for Clark County. So hopefully he can. I don't think we can do any enforcement. That's Metro, but anything from like the construction of roads. I know everyone hates it, but the roundabout really
helped out.
Yeah, except for the car that ended up lodged
in the middle.
With the launch over it.
No. But it stopped them.
Well, and yeah, I was going to say that you guys did a good job with the development that's replacing Royal Links, where they're going to push Sloan through,
right.
With creating it to where it'll, it's not a, not going to be a straight shot through that area.
Yeah.
And same thing with Desjardins finally going across the Wash and et cetera.
Well, especially the 600 plus homes over there, they need to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's going to open in April, like the DI.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So. That'll definitely offload some of it, but that also make the road more open, where the other thing probably happens to leave.
We have requested a traffic study already for the lights at DI, because everyone coming from Henderson.
Sure.
But I think we just have to wait till Sloan opens.
Right. I know it's a thankless job, guys, and we appreciate you giving the avenue to at least give the input. So.
We appreciate you guys coming. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Were there any other questions or comments, anybody?
I have one more. I guess should have been under information. We have a vacancy on the board.
Yeah, haven't posted it, so we can't take applications just yet. Okay. We're waiting on it. So as soon as I post it, because we have a requirement to post it on in the newspaper, but I'll let you guys know, and then I'll email all of you guys the application, and we'll have it here just in case.
Great.
Someone wants to. Yeah.
Awesome. Great. All right, so our next meeting is Thursday, March 31st, and we are adjourned. Oh, sorry, just kidding.
Excuse me. I'm not going to be at that meeting.
Okay.
Ooh, that means we won't have a
problem. It's going to create a problem because Earl Storff does not think he's going to be at that meeting either.
Okay.
But you may want to check with him to see.
Okay.
How about you, Max?
I'm available, but without you, we can't.
Yeah.
We got to have three.
Check with her.
I'll call him, but I did give planning a heads up.
Yeah.
So we would move everything.
I'm pretty sure Earl's not going to be here because I just talked to him yesterday.
Yeah.
Just to see how he was doing, and he said he's going to be probably another month or so.
Gotcha. They'll just move everything because there's no items that were held, so you should have a week.
Okay.
Yeah, if you got this much advance notice too, it's probably a lot better than that.
They already gave them all their dates, but well, they let them know.
Yeah, but you got enough time.
Yeah.
Great. Thanks, everyone. Now we're adjourned.
Thank you.
Have a good night. Thank you.